That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
that
will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, that will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And Paul, good morning to you too.
Good morning.
And Remnant, we say good morning to you. It is 7 o'clock out here and Mountain Time, and we are coming to you live from the Radio Ranch. It's a gray morning. Had some snow yesterday. There's still some good dusting of snow on everything. A little brisk out this morning, and but we're glad to be here, and glad that it's springtime, I can tell you that. We are. And we welcome you. We'll have the phone lines open, 307-745-5913. But we're going to start out with a word of prayer, and we encourage you to do that in everything that you do. Start your day, your journeys. Just about anything you do, you need to start with a word of prayer. And Jason, we'll ask you to do that for us, sir.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we ask, Father, for your blessing upon this program this morning. We pray that you lead us, guide us, and direct us. And Father, we pray that we can be edifying to the saints and that you use us in a mighty and powerful way, Father, that we can be a blessing to your people. And Father, we ask that you bring down those that war against us. Those that war with us, they war against you, Father, and we pray that you deal with them as you see fit, Father, that you bind them, bundle them, and trample them down, Father. Send the warring angels to war with them. We pray that you deliver us from the conspiracies of men, the schemes of the devil, the power of the dog, and all the forces that come against us in all ways, shapes, and forms. We hold up that shield of faith and extinguish all the fiery darts of the evil one that come against us and your people, Father. And we pray, Father, for your Holy Spirit to flow across this land from sea to shining sea, and, Father, for people to repent and to turn back to you and to seek your face and your ways, Father, and to put their trust in you and not in man. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
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 Yes. Amen. Well, I thought I'd start out, got an email from a brother, and he sent this past week, and we've been down printing this week, folks. So, Remnant, we've got our 2021 catalog completed, been sending them out, and so if you'd like one, we've sure got them. The people that have requested them before, we got those in yesterday's mail, but we still have them, and we'd be glad to send it out to you. I know many people have been asking about it, and it's updated and available. But one of the men out on the ministry sent this out, and you know, he kind of commented that thankfully some people's eyes are being opened. Not all, but some. And I'll just read it real quick, and it will go from there. He said, so let me get this straight. We have a president with dementia, an ex-call girl for a vice president, a transvestite over health and human services, a president's son who is a crackhead, a human trafficking pedophile who money laundered billions from other countries, sharing half of it with his dad. The crackhead's buddy is the head of the Drug Enforcement Association, or agency. The crackhead's other buddy is now in the Department of Justice. A guy sleeping with the Chinese spy is over our DHS. We're borrowing all our money from China. Thousands of immigrants invaders are coming in for our jobs and Social Security benefits, and the Democrats are still focusing on destroying a former president. Add this to the 40,000 jobs lost in the last months, yet we're supposed to believe that Biden is pro-America? You just can't make all this up. God help our children and grandchildren. And when I read that, I tried to see where he was wrong. I tried to say, you know, well, no, this, you're just kind of going off the deep end. But it is off the deep end, but right into the quagmire that I didn't see anything untruthful about this. And so I thought I'd share it. And I think some more people are having their eyes opened to the absolute mockery that that's going on in the leadership, the absolute ridiculousness of it. I think it was Thursday that President Biden had a press conference, and you know, what were they asking him? What color is a blue pencil? I mean, it was just ridiculous. And you know, there are laws against elder abuse, and that's what his handlers are doing to this guy. Anyway, that was. I'll put that out there, and we can go whatever direction we want to now, but I did want to share that.
Yeah, that's just the way it is. I mean, he said it pretty clear. You can tell he put some thought into that. But.
Well, and it's God pouring out on him. He can't make that. It's definitely one of those things where, if you had any wondering what was going on, it's bad if you are asleep. You've got to understand what a mess is up there. So, and how that is not representative of any form or life, definitely government or, you know, moral aptitude or anything else. Just
hey Tim, you're breaking up really bad. I don't know, you're garbled or something. I don't know what the deal is.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better.
I'm good. All right. Yeah, it's just the indicative of the moral.
Bad again. Hey, why don't you hang up and call back?
Yeah, maybe get a better connection. Well, Remnant, the phone lines are open this morning. 307-745-5913 if you have a comment or a question or something. But yeah, it just I'm thankful. I know there's been times that it's been a mess. I've never in my life, I don't recall it being this big of a mess. And I am thankful that, that people are having their eyes opened, that they are seeing the house of cards for what it is, just a house of cards. It's just put together with smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, what do you see going on, Paul?
Well, you know, I was thinking about it. They say up there in Washington, D.C., and every state government that they make law, they don't make law. The Bible says there's one lawgiver. Now, everything can come off of that. You can have a sportsman club and make your rules for the club and everything like that. But we have abandoned God's law. And until you go back to Nehemiah, he talks about returning to him. This is what's going on, but I guess it's got to look so silly to some people before they get it because of the religion that they've had shoved down their throat, obeys with Caesar to any end. And, yeah, we've left God, and that's the problem. Law is real simple, to be honest with you. And they make it complicated.
Yes. Yes, they do. They do.
Well, Tim, are you back?
I am back. Is this sounding a little better, I hope? So.
Yeah, that's sounding a lot better.
Good. Sorry about that. All right. Well, I was just, basically, it sounded like I was pretty much saying exactly what Paul was saying there, that it just, it's got to be silly enough that people just can get it somehow. So I think that summed it up. Psalm 62:7 says, "My salvation, my glory rest on God. The rock of my strength, my refuge is in God." And, you know, he's a full spectrum king. He knows how to motivate the unmotivated and how to encourage the discouraged and how to bring about change on all fronts simultaneously. And, you know, we a lot of times we over... we give our enemies too much credit, and we don't give our God enough. You know, so it's just one of those things. He's all powerful, omnipotent, and he knows the battle plan and their game before we can even guess it. And he's already got the answer laid out. So it's a win-win.
Amen to that.
Well, that goes back to where do we turn for our solution? You know, everybody's turning to government. This is, you know, people talk about kids today, but you got to wonder who raised them. You go back into their grandparents where this all went south. They left God. They love the government programs. They love putting their money out to usury and not have to work. And it's just come to a head. And now we got people, you know, and I can see why people don't work because no matter how work, you can't get ahead. So then pretty soon you get frustrated and just give up. But yeah, they you know, they're throwing money at you left and right, all the money they don't have. But anyway, it's not good, but it's going to get better. It is the gospel.
That's right.
Amen. And you said it earlier. Go ahead, Tim.
Go ahead. I just was going to say, I thought it was interesting that this whole deal down in Boulder, we were talking about that a little bit, and I thought it was interesting, and maybe it was already said while I wasn't on, but the father of the slain police officer there, Eric Talley's dad, he said, "My son would be greatly insulted if you try to pass gun control bills as a result of this." And he made it sound pretty much like he'd do everything in his power to make sure that his son's death wasn't used as a, you know, gun bill crutch to get those things done. And that may be part of the reason that it dropped out of the news cycle so quickly, you know, was the fact that... So, it was just one of those interesting things.
Yeah, it definitely dropped out of the news cycle, you know. But... I can't imagine why. you know, somebody named Ahmad al-Aliwi Alisa. Now, why would they not keep reporting on what he had done? Born in Syria in 1999, and the reports that I saw were that he was, had, see if I can find it here, Miss Joanne sent me a article on it. Miss Joanne in Wisconsin said the Boulder shooter swore allegiance to ISIS. Said although the Boulder County District Attorney has said investigators have not identified a motive. You got this guy that apparently has sworn allegiance to ISIS. And that's one of the reasons that it's been just completely under wraps. You heard the first part of it, but then once it moves from the local response to the FBI and the DOJ and those people taking control of it, they seemed like they pretty much put a at least on this guy a halt to the news releases and coverage of it. Imagine that. And the article said, you know, the irony isn't lost on me how a radical Islamist, an ISIS member, drove 25 miles out of his way to get to this specific store. And I guess he was from Arvada, and Arvada to Boulder, I mean, that's kind of on, I don't know, maybe those are close together. But anyway, knowing that they're in Boulder, more than likely nobody's going to be carrying concealed. More than likely, nobody is. But I think if he would have ended up in other places, I think if he'd have tried it up in Fort Collins, I can think of a King Supers there on North College that I would bet you he'd have run into a little more trouble up there. And that there's several. You get out of those Denver, Boulder, Golden suburb, you know, heavy metro areas, and you get outside of those big cities, and there's you know, the people in Colorado that I think that would have put a stop to it before. But our enemy knows that, and he didn't do those things. He didn't drive out to rural Colorado. He didn't drive up here to Wyoming. He didn't go to one of those places. No, it was the anti-gun, the gun-free zone, you might say. And how did that gun-free zone work out for you? It didn't. It resulted in deaths, you know. Colorado has a universal background check law. That didn't stop this from happening. They passed last year the red flag gun confiscation laws. We talked about that. And I even heard on a report there's been over 100 times that's been used in the last year. And so they don't have to pass it again. The laws are on the books. Boulder has a high-capacity magazine ban law. That didn't stop it from happening. Boulder has a city ban on what they call assault weapons. And there's only really, what, two assault weapons in the world anyway, two models. These black rifles are not assault weapons, but that didn't stop it from happening. And they had a gun-free zone. And I think that's a $50 fine for violating that. So they can add that on top of his 10 counts of first-degree murder that they're charging this guy with. Many of the people just keep saying, we need more of these laws, and I add, that don't work. More that don't work. And I think it comes back to what you had said, Paul, that these are not laws. They're rules and regulations, and people break them all the time. And they have a false sense of security in those laws. Well, it's a gun-free zone, so a criminal's not going to bring a gun into it because it's against the law. tell me that's not just...
Yeah, well, Chicago is a gun-free zone, and they already had 1,550 people shot this year.
Yes.
Maine's a of the carry state that you can carry a handgun without a permit, and Maine is the safest state in the union. So, I mean, that should tell you how your gun control thing works.
Yes.
That's good stuff. I also heard another statistic I thought was rather interesting, and that was one that any type of a mass shooting at the police, and I don't know if this is actually verified, but it sounds about right, shootings that the police respond to have an average number of deaths in the mass shooting department of around 14.3, and concealed carry citizens that are on site and respond to these mass shooting events, they have an average of 2.3. So that kind of tells you a little bit about having armed citizenry and following God's way of doing things too, right?
Amen. Amen.
All we have to do to Texas is punish crime God's way. That take care of it. Also not kill, you know.
True.
Punish it God's way and you wouldn't have a prison system.
Yes.
That's a burden on our society. You're feeding them bastards that should have been dead a long time ago.
Yeah, it's huge. You're absolutely right. So, it's... Well, what were they talking about? I just seen an article on this guy who thinks he's the leader there. He's going to put them up in the illegal aliens in a hotel or something. It's going to cost, $70,000 a month or something to house all these guys in a hotel so that they're coming across the border illegal, that are doing criminal acts.
Yeah.
So, there's some more expense.
Yeah, it's insanity. And get ready, because we write the check for that. Don't forget that. We pay for that. You know,
it's insanity is what it is.
It is. It is. And I guess it's just got to be... I guess it's got to just get so bad.
Be talking about it.
Yeah. So insane, so bad... for some people to actually see it. I think some people have their head like an ostrich stuck in the sand, not wanting to see it, not wanting to talk about it, because it doesn't fit. They're seeing it more and more, but it doesn't fit their agenda of these poor, helpless children that are held at the border, that come across just seeking a better life. They just want to do a little better, and that's what they've been told, and that's what they believe, and when they watch the left-wing liberal media, how bad us right-wingers are. But now the truth is coming out. And that they're seeing that these youths they're not these little 10-year-olds. But they're 16, 17, 18, 19-year-olds. How old do you know? How do you know how old they are? They tell you. You know, we've got to prove 9 different ways here as citizens of this country, who we are and our age and date of birth and all that, and cost money to get new birth certificates and proof and all this. And there they just, who are you? I am Jose and I am 12 years old. And okay, here you go. And so these things are not fitting the, I think, what a lot of people had thought how it was supposed to be. You know, you think about the numbers. The numbers were reported about 100,000 illegals across the border, the southern border, in February. About 100,000. They were expected to, at least double that for March. The town of Del Rio, I heard an interview even on National Jewish Radio, National Public Radio this week. They were interviewing the mayor of Del Rio, Texas, a border town. About 35,000 people, and he's a Democrat, a young mayor, and he sounded like a Republican's press person. He went on and said he had asked the White House and Washington D.C. for help with this crisis. They had ignored him. They talked about how the grocery stores down there ran out of food, said it looked like the Soviet Union. That was mentioned twice. in the article. And this was on NPR. And, you know, he said that we've got 35,000 people, about 50,000 people in the county. He said in the last 2 weeks, we've had 30,000 illegal immigrants dumped on us. And he said, we don't have the facilities to store them. We don't have food to feed them. And then it was coming on the heels of that freeze, just 3 weeks ago. And, it was a very interesting article. Even they themselves on that NPR were pointing out some of the true crisis. And so, what does a nation do? You got 100,000 invaders 1 month, a couple hundred thousand the next month. Who knows what April's going to bring? But the people in this country ignore it because it's not in their town. I saw, I think it was Oregon or Montana. They were talking about flying a lot of the illegals up there to get them away from the border, you know, assimilate them in, spread the love around, you might say. And I think it was Montana, and the governor up there just threw a fit and said, wait a minute, because that's what the feds do. They'll just dump them anywhere. Anyway, what's it going to be like when 30,000, that's what Laramie's about 30,000. You can't imagine having twice as many people in 2 weeks in your town. And then your grocery stores are empty, the gas stations are empty. They reported on this that the mayor was all upset because of the bums and illegals that were threatening people in the city park. And people couldn't do business and enjoy the city park downtown because of all the illegals camped there and panhandling and threatening people. It's getting crazy.
It is crazy.
It is. Stations are empty. They reported on this that the mayor was all upset because of the bums and illegals that were threatening people in the city park. And people couldn't do business and enjoy the city park downtown because of all the illegals camped there and panhandling and threatening people. It's getting crazy.
It is crazy.
It is. They're empty. They reported on this that the mayor was all upset because of the bums and illegals that were threatening people in the city park. And people couldn't do business and enjoy the city park downtown because of all the illegals camped there and panhandling and threatening people. It's getting crazy.
It is crazy.
It is. Ace. But be prepared. Prepare yourself. The latest newsletter talks about that. About how David, you know, David had preparations. David had mighty men that in Brother Jonathan's article in there talks quite a bit about that. And I think we can use them as being an example of how we should be today. And to be encouraged that we, if we have to be mighty men for God, that we need to be prepared and ready to do that. Anyway. Well, guys, my coffee's getting cold. I'm going to go back to drinking that and turn the program over to you guys.
I'll talk.
We'll play some music. You know, I was thinking, I'm looking for it here. I can't find it. Where Jacob's name was changed to Israel. You know, everybody thinks that sandbox over there is Israel, you know, but if you understand that Jacob's name was changed to Israel, that all of a sudden brings the 12 tribes into this, and it can't be one nation. You know, and that really works on some people's brains that I've been doing lately. You know, Jacob is not, he's Israel. there's 12 sons of Israel. So that means there's 12 tribes involved in this thing, and not one over in a sandbox. And you know, when we recognize them as a nation in 48 is when everything started going south, you know, and then God's angry at us for doing that. So, and I think our people, they got to, when I'm talking in Greek to the general public out here. I know we own that story, but we have to understand to defend this thing. It's not those people. You know, it goes to Isaiah 1 where, you know, the ox knows his manger and the cow or the ox and his food. Anyway, he knows who is, where he's coming from, but he says, my people do not know me. They have no idea who I am. And those are the exact shoes we're standing in today. And then if we knew who we were, you see, this is what missionaries are supposed to do. They're supposed to go to Mexico and create a government that the people are cared for. I remember in the National Geographic in the South Pacific one time, I seen an article. And anyway, they had a hut in the middle of town of their village where all the ministrating women went. I said they had Christian missionaries. And you see, this is what we're supposed to do to take dominion over this thing, is we're supposed to teach people how it's due, and the church has lost its salt completely. It's useless. It's to be tread upon, God said, that the people are cared for. I remember in the National Geographic in the South Pacific one time, I seen an article. And anyway, they had a hut in the middle of town of their village where all the ministrating women went. I said they had Christian missionaries. And you see, this is what we're supposed to do to take dominion over this thing, is we're supposed to teach people how it's due, and the church has lost its salt completely. It's useless. It's to be tread upon, God said. And we don't know who we are. You know, I think my daughter asked me through my wife, she said, what one of my favorite verses is. Well, it's Ezekiel 39:22. Does anybody know what that says? No, you don't, or else you'd be chattering. Huh?
No, go ahead.
No.
Well, no, it says Israel will know I am from this day forward, and I am looking forward to that day. And the way we're being overrun, this thing could be playing out really right before our eyes. You know, I don't know if it is or isn't, but the reason we are indeed deep doo-doo is because we have rejected God's law. You know, and all these people, I live by grace. Everybody wants to talk about living by grace. Until you know the law, you don't know what grace is. Does that make sense?
Yes. Wasn't it Paul that said that very thing? Until the law came, I didn't know what sin was. Exactly. The people don't
know. Yeah.
And they don't understand it. They don't. You know, the Great Commission. People gloss over the Great Commission. Matthew 28, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And what did he say? If you love me, keep my commandments. Teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And like he said, I came to fulfill the law, not to do away with it, not to change it into grace. And we've missed that.
Came not to do away with it, but to add to it.
Yes.
Yeah,
to explain it, to get it where you could understand it. Oh, well. Well, Remnant, the phone lines are open. The program, Coffee with the Wranglers, and the phone lines are open this Saturday morning, 307-745-5913. We'd made mention on the international scene before, didn't know if anybody had any comments on that, that not that it seems like it greatly affects us, but that the Suez Canal over there in Egypt has been blocked. I read a thing that said 10 to 18% of the world trade that moves on ships moves through that Suez Canal. And it's been blocked for several days now, and looking at least another week, by a big old ship that got turned sideways in it and ran aground. And in my years, I've never seen or heard of anything like that. Seemed kind of strange in this day and age. Didn't know if anybody else had anything on that or comments. Tim, didn't know if you'd seen that or had any comments on it or anybody.
I just seen a blurb on it. One of the things that interests me is you can see the dumbing down of people as we've gone along here. And I'm not saying that in order to make myself sound any smarter, so I don't want that, but I will. You know, wisdom comes with the acknowledgement of God. I mean, we have plenty of Bible mandates on that, that if you want to be smart, if you want to have knowledge, then you seek God. And we're seeing these things go on. We're seeing these skills that were common to us as far as things like ship piloting and building and different things like that. As we go along with this, as we leave God behind, I think we're seeing, just ineptness creep in. People that no longer have abilities to perform their basic jobs or to even reason right. I mean, I see things going on that just it leaves you shaking your head. I mean, almost speechless to the point of, wow, how many ships have gone through that canal since it was built with no mishaps and no problem? I mean, when you think about it, it's probably a staggering amount of tonnage of ships and freight. But suddenly, these things no longer work correctly. People can't make it happen. They can't repair things. They can't even build things right. The things that they build are out of order and don't function correctly and don't serve their desired purpose in a way that is correct. And I think that's what happens when we no longer serve God or do our best for God or have that as an underlying precept in our life. That's what made America great. That's what made our nation. You know, everybody knows the best products came from America. The best products were designed here. And that was the reason. That was the underlying thing. I mean, it was the godly precept and the godly ordination and recognition of
yes.
where all those things came from that allowed us to do that. And today we have this greedy corporatist antichrist monster running around out there who only is after profit, is only after usury, and the things that it does don't make sense to those of us who serve God, you know. So you don't have to look any further than the farm situation to see a lot of that stuff going on. I mean, it's like, wow. So that's kind of my take on some of that. That meat out day thing just left me absolutely astounded out there in Colorado. Nebraska did come out with a I don't know if you call it a meat in day or what, but it was pretty interesting to see all that trying to destroy one group of people. So
destroy the group of people that feed you. I mean, how idiotic, how insane is that? It absolutely is. Well, guys, let's try the phone lines this morning. Good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
We're doing well.
My name is Doc from Florida. I called in a few weeks ago. And, you know, Florida is like a mecca for all the, I shouldn't use that term, but it's like a homing beacon for all those people that want to get away from those states with all the lockdowns. And, you know, they had a lot of teenagers in Miami, you know, just chasing each other around in the street. But they're all from those northern states because they want to find some place where they can get away from the lockdowns. And I just wanted to mention that you guys at the Radio Ranch are a great encouragement to all of us out here, and we're very thankful to have your program to listen to.
Well, appreciate it. Thanks for calling. Well, Remnant, it's that hard, you might say, or that easy, if you want to give us a call. And we appreciate the call from Florida. And, yeah, that's been in the headlines, the mess down at Miami Beach. Curfews, I heard, during spring break down at Miami Beach, because it's lawlessness. It's one thing, well, it's lawlessness even when they go down and carouse around and have all that. The headlines this morning at Virginia Beach, 2 killed, 8 wounded in several separate shootings. And it's the same thing. It's the lawless that are going just to sow their wild oats, do whatever the blankety blank they want to do. And it's lawlessness is what it is has delved into. I got a report from Texas that very similar things that you know, you add the spring break along with the illegals that are coming over that had that down in Miami Beach, had two black pieces of you know what find a white girl drunk, give her drugs, take her to a hotel room, rape her, and she dies. You don't see that on the news. You don't see that, you know, you don't see the Al Sharptons and Obama coming out saying, well, if I had two boys, that's what they'd look like and that's what they'd do. But that's what's going on in these places. And it's covered up. And the people don't realize it. And it goes on and on. Well, caller from Florida, thank you. We appreciate that. Thanks for the comments. Insanity, as you said, Paul. Insanity.
I think the other races suffer because of our lawlessness. They don't have the law written in their heart like we do, but we don't set the law standard, and they become, you know, roaming beasts. And there's a lot of white people like that. I mean, yeah, the total law has been gone, you know. Kids today have never even heard what the Bible says about a lot of things. I just don't know how big that number, but it's huge. You know, we had Sunday school and stuff like that, and a lot of my generation wandered and stuff like that, but they had it, and they will come back to it, but the children today have never even heard it.
That's right.
You know, God's keeping his word. God's keeping his word, I'll forget your children. And when you think about being forgotten, they've been forgotten.
Paul, and I think it's not only the children, it's their parents that were children that were forgotten, and now they've grown up and having children of their own. You know,
who raised them?
That's right. That's right.
Nobody did.
Raised them without God, you know, with the state, and it's just do whatever.
Well, this whole pandemic around here, you know, that all this so-called steeple houses just shut down. And I think they should go to Acts. It's better to obey God than man, you know, and they just shut down. You can tell who their God is. They're 501c3 churches, and you know, we got to do what the state says. And I mean, they've been trained for a long time, and it works.
Yes. I saw the report. What was it? Somebody mentioned it. Joel Osteen's church down there did that. And the amount of dollars they got from the, what they call it, the PPP, the Payroll Protection Program, Paycheck Protection Program, whatever the government called it. And that you had these churches that they were the first ones in line. And they shut down, but they sure kept getting their money in. They had to keep their payroll flowing. And you're right, that shows who their God is, who they turn to. Instead of being a beacon in the community and a place for the community to gather and to pray and to seek God's face. No, they just shut it down and you know, that social club that so many of them are. The people get there just to either be seen or to see who's coming and who's not. And to be able to say that, yeah, they went to church.
Well, judgment will start first in the house of the Lord, and that's what's going on. They're showing their true colors. If you're seeking the truth, you know, You will find it. When I found out my religion was phony, I was seeking the truth, and I was beside myself, to be quite honest with you, you know, like a lost dog or something. But I found it, and I got led to this ministry and stuff like that, and that's the Holy Spirit that got me there. And I was willing to listen. I didn't particularly care for Pastor Peter at first, but I learned that all changed at some point, you know. So. So, but if you're seeking the truth, and then I'll tell you, the people on the street today need to seek the truth, and they'll find it. There's people that can tell this story. Not very many, but it's tellable.
Yes.
You know, this ministry has been under persecution from day one. You know, is Billy Graham unpersecuted? No way. And all the other, you can't get on that TV station without being perverted. How many has he been kicked off from?
Yeah, all of them. All of them.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't even do a pre-recorded interview without them making you clip and cut and say things that you didn't say. You know, I remember.
Just like that little card the minister come up, you know, those three things you will never hear on there. What's sin, or baptism, remission of sin, and who the real Israel is. You know, they don't never teach that. And that's all it takes to change it. And that don't take too much.
Mm-mm.
But you will be persecuted when you start doing that.
Yeah.
You know, in what you call Colonel Moore's book, Satan's Children and the German Connection in there, they had a meeting in 1840, and they said they had to get a hold of control of the news media. Well, they've done got control of it. That's why they can let that Colorado gun shoot and just go away in a day or two. Yeah, they control it. They don't want that kind of news out there.
No.
You hear about COVID and all the shots and all the BS that goes with it, but I mean, that's all you hear. And if you don't do that, you don't care about your neighbor, you know. So, and there's rumors how toxic the vaccinations are, and I suspect they are. But, yeah, people are walking into the trap. I think the army is on hold at the moment that the needle is taking all the shots right now.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. So Nebraska fired back on the 20th, last week. They had, I guess it was a week ago today, governor of Colorado, he announced a meat-free day. And so Nebraska came out and they called it Meat on the Menu Day. And in support of the state's beef industry, put back against animal rights activists. So that was pretty interesting. It was really actually interesting. Last week, there was probably more barbecues in the state of Colorado by people that I know than there ever was. It was a little early for that, and it was a little chilly, but boy, people got out and they grilled their steaks, their hamburgers, and their briskets, and they did their stuff basically in opposition to the governor's basically new holiday, what he came up with. And there was several other states that retaliated against it too. And you know, I mean, it's how can you have a meat-free day when basically it's like a large percentage of, I mean, we're still in agriculture land. There's a lot of farmers and ranchers and stuff in the state of Colorado, so they weren't too happy about it. But boy, it was funny. You should have seen some of the pictures that went around on social media last week. Is there was to the governor's basically new holiday, what he came up with, and there was several other states that retaliated against it too. And you know, I mean, it's how can you have a meat-free day when basically it's like a large percentage of, I mean, we're still in agriculture land. There's a lot of farmers and ranchers and stuff in the state of Colorado, so they weren't too happy about it. But boy, it was funny. You should have seen some of the pictures that went around on social media last week. Is there was
Yeah, local 4-H groups had get-togethers, and these people, again, it's as Paul said, it's absolute insanity. Coming against one of your state's biggest industries that employs so many people in the state and pays so much taxes in the state, and to come against it, but. You know, what do you expect from a flaming faggot? What do you expect from an openly homosexual governor? Except insanity.
Well, I always tell you, you think you're insane.
I'm sorry, Paul, I didn't get that.
I said, I hate to tell you, but he thinks you're insane.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
absolutely. Absolutely.
But see, they're in defiance. You know, I never could understand homosexuality, but that's that. You know, I think that goes back to the first commission: be fruitful, multiply. And it's just kind of defiance in God's face. It's the only thing I can come up with, because and then Romans, you know, you leave the natural affection, you know, and stuff like that. But that is nothing but defiance, and that's really the last stage. But when the society goes down, is that homosexual and women in authority and gambling. Those are the three things. When you got that, you're on your way down, whether you know it or not.
Isn't that how Sodom was? That's how Sodom was.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
You know, they came after the angels. God says, I'm going to go down and see if it's just as bad as I've heard it. And they came after the absolute angels. Wouldn't take the women. So, well, I think somebody dropped off. Well, God forgive us. God forgive us. Well, Remnant, I think maybe we lost the phone line there. Want to thank you for tuning in to Coffee with the Wranglers, a program that Pastor Peters put together years ago as an opportunity for Christian men and women join in as well. No exclusions there. But for an opportunity for us to get together to share some good coffee in the morning. And, you know, it used to be at 5 a.m. in the morning so that it could be 7 a.m. on the East Coast. And I got to tell you, I'm real glad when we changed that to 7 a.m. Mountain Time. It's, I think, a little better conversation when you've been up and awake and had a little coffee in the morning. But we thank you for joining us, and we remind you that, you know, we don't have fun drives. We don't beg for money. But the business of a ministry has to be run as a business, with more coming in than going out, just to keep the bills paid and to keep the lights on and things like that. And so we do what we do because of your support. Again, we've got the new catalog printed. If you'd like that, you can contact us. We would be glad to send you our new catalog. Those of you that have ordered it, I got it in the mail to you yesterday. So look for that. And we just got the Volume 2 Dragon Slayer. We got it emailed out to all those on the email list. And so if you'd like to receive that, if you'd like it via email, send me an email here at the office. You can send it to preacher@sfaw.org. That's preacher@sfaw.org. Send me an email and say, hey, I'd like a email copy. Email me a copy of that newsletter, Richard, and I'll be glad to do it. It's a full-color, printable, interactive PDF. Takes us a couple days after we print the physical newsletter. We got that mailed out, it's been a couple weeks now. People had it in their hands last week. But it takes a while to work and put that together in the program and get it all set up. And so we have it. We emailed it out. If you'd like it, we'd be glad to send it to you. We've had people call and ask for more print copies of the newsletter to pass out to friends and relatives. And so that, too, we would be glad to send you some of those. We always print extra because we always have people asking for some. And I guess we'll finish up just before we invite you to church. Remember, we have a growing prison ministry. We continue to send Bibles and newsletters and Bible law courses and books and pamphlets as we are able to into the prisons as the prisoners request them and as we're able to. And so we ask you to remember that if you support this ministry, you support that as well. And that is, we know that's part of doing the will of Christ, is to visit the prisoner. And so we continue to do that. And come to church with us tomorrow. Sunday morning we will gather, good Lord willing, at the LaPorte Church of Christ. And so we'll start up at 8:30 a.m. Mountain. That's 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 on the East Coast. And we'll start out with a review of the news or a scriptural insight and study. We'll follow that up with a timeless pulpit truth. usually by Pastor Peters. And boy, they've just been so prophetic. People have been able to see, you know, what was preached, even if it was 20 or 30 years ago, how applicable it is today and how much we need it today. And so we encourage you to join us. And you can do that at scripturesforamerica.org. We'll have that timeless pulpit truth. Brother Jonathan will have a live message. We'll partake of communion. And it's an opportunity to gather with the saints. Even if it's over hundreds or a thousand miles, it is an opportunity to gather and to worship our God and to remember what He has done for us. And so we encourage you to do that very thing, to join us. Scripturesforamerica.org. Click on the live video stream, again, starting at 8:30. And hopefully we'll see you there. Men, thanks for joining us. And we'll see you at church tomorrow.
Rolling, stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, though this country's stolen. Keep on rolling over, stay high. Fast and free together, make them hells and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old stakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, move them out, head them off, stake high. Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out. Ride them out, ride them more, stake high.
Though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, snake high.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.